Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection. Obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another edition of Monday Mini. This is the one I kind of hinted at during your last Monday Mini about home ownership, Samantha. I will say this is a bigger conversation we should come back to because I was specifically doing me search, as we call it. I was kind of looking for gender differences in landlords and in tenants. And so that's what we're largely going to be talking about. But there is definitely racial discrimination. There's discrimination against queer people. Like it's a big issue. Housing discrimination in general, big issue. So this is a very kind of targeted to me being angry at my landlord research.
Fair enough.
And if you've listened to this show, I have discussed my issues with my landlord about how I believe he doesn't communicate. He doesn't listen to me necessarily. That being said, he's like not the worst landlord I've had, which I guess is not necessarily a good thing.
Right.
I thought we could go over this. I've actually only lived I've lived overseas during internships. That was usually in a hotel or some kind of host situation with the host family. I've lived in dorms in college. I lived briefly with a very nice guy, but it was a weird situation where I was essentially living in like his guest room. But I've never been like the person, except in college. But in college, you have like a very easy form. You're just like,
right
here, please come fix this. I've never been the person that had to like know what the landlord does. With all of my issues with my landlord, I'm out of my refrigerator era. Now I'm in my toilet era trying to get things fixed. I looked up like the Georgia handbook of what can you ask for as a tenant. I'm still kind of confused. Samantha, what's been your general experience?
Well, you have more rights than you think. And as long as you're not the cause of the problem, you can request things being fixed. If it comes down to like issues where, which by the way, that refrigerator thing, when I told you, I was like, you shouldn't have to pay for anything. I am very confused about this situation. I still hold to that. Pretty sure he took advantage of you with that nonsense, knowing that you wouldn't fight him because it has nothing to do with any of the situation. Because again, you're not taking half of it with you and you're not getting paid for that. So that's absurd in itself. Because also buying a new appliance versus like, especially if you're not being completely negligent, Mm-hmm. Like, it's just absurd. So all those things, there should be a timely manner when they get things done. I think it results in the fact that in the Georgia, he can also evict you as long as he has like a reasonable time frame. Not evict you, but ask you to leave and give you any time frame, especially if you're not on a full term lease or refuse to do that. So like those are the powers that they have. But him being this like absurd, it's just pretty much that they're taking advantage of your patience and unwillingness to be confrontational.
Yeah, I mean, that is absolutely true. But it's also true that I, for those reasons,
right,
do not seek him out.
Right. Which
so
he knows
I postponed.
That.
Yeah. Which it, this research, I was like, aha, I see. Yes. And I know we talked about your issues with your landlord. It's such an odd relationship.
It is.
Very strange thing.
And I think, I don't know about you, except for my very first two apartments, I want to say most of them have been privately owned landlords. Mm-hmm. And most of them are not, I don't think I've had any, I've seen horror stories. I've never had a bad one. And even the last one I say was just greedy to me. I did not have the ordeal that a lot of people do because I like not to, because it's not a bragging point, but I'm an easy tenant because I'm similar to you. Like unless it's absolutely damaged, I probably won't be contacting you. Like, I think I called him because my stove decided to click in sparks. And I was like, you know what? I think I need a new stove. And he was like, yeah, you do. Why didn't you tell me? I was like, well, it's just clicking. I didn't know what clicking meant. And then it sparked. And then I was like, oh, there that is. And then that's the time when I looked up at the ceiling. And I was like, that is water. And that is spreading. Where's that coming from? And having to tell him to do that. My refrigerator clicking at me and hissing at me. I was like, that's not a good sign. And me just like taking a video and sending it to him and be like, is this a problem? Like that, that's how I right. would do it. Because also I was afraid that they would think that I was just making things up if I right. did not have proof. So I was able to have proof of like, he came over and turned it on and it clicked. The stove did. And he realized, oh, and it sparked and smoked. And he was like, okay, yeah, that's a problem. Same thing. I actually had that with the ceiling where there was just a hole and no light or fan, but there was a fan and light are supposed to be. It also started smoking. I was like, yeah, no, I'm not sure what's going on. But those are the times that I would contact the landlord and or like finally had enough when he promised me something like dishwasher. And I waited 2 years to finally get one, hounding him enough to be like, am I getting one now? What about now? What about now? But yeah, so for that note, all of them treated me fine. I did not have any issues in that, like the battle. And then I always got my deposit back. Although I was very concerned because I was like, they're going to try to take my money. None of them did. None of them did. In my head, though, all landlords are bastards. And I say this in like the horror story wise. And, you know, there's some things to be said about like, yes, owning things is not a bad thing, but like taking advantage of people is what's the problem. And we know, unfortunately, even if you're not taking, you are. Like, that's what was happening towards the end of my rent. It was like, there's no need. There was no change here, except for, yes, right. your taxes did go up a little bit, but you're also not paying. And not that you don't deserve to make a profit, but I know you don't need to make a 40% profit. Like, that's absurd right. per home. Like, it just seemed unreasonable, especially for the fact that we had no upgrades.
Right.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snagajob. Snagajob is where America goes to hire with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring.
With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. on demand, temp to hire, part-time, or full-time.
You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that.
With their easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way.
Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly.
Visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242-424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you bring up the point that it sounds similar to me about how a lot of women, including myself, including you, I believe, approach like going to the doctor, where it's like, I have to have absolute
right
proof this is wrong.
It's right.
Something is really bad, because otherwise I think he won't believe me, or he'll be like, okay.
Which has been true. They don't.
Exactly. We'll get into that more in a second. Man, my toilet drama. Oh my God. I do think we should come back and do a whole episode on this, but I did briefly want to talk about like the origin of the landlord. There's a lot of different stories about it. One of the main ones is that it goes back to the 1400s. And it basically meant what it sounded like. There's like somebody who owned a lot of land. He owned enough. It was usually a he, of course.
Of course.
Almost always a he, that he would rent it out to tenants. And then could really control aspects of the tenants' lives because of that. And there were some good experiences and really, really bad experiences. Over time, it evolved to sort of mean like innkeeper, even though they didn't necessarily own an inn. But and then there's a lot of like rent acts and laws that came out of that. So it's got a long history, but essentially it's like, from this meaning of somebody who owned enough that they're like, I'll let you stay here. But in the original, it was meant to, you work here, though. You also work here.
So is it based out of the British colonies type of thing?
That's what I thought. And that's what a lot of sources say. But I think there's a lot of different instances of a very similar thing. But that is a big one, is kind of this like, we own enough land, you will work on it, but you can stay on the land.
Because I know in UK, I guess the royals own all of the land. People just own the house, right?
I don't know, but that wouldn't surprise me. I ran into a lot of stuff like that when I was in Australia, where I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So listeners, let us know. But yeah, we should come back and do a bigger deep dive into this. Anyway, that's essentially where it stems from, is that you don't own this land, but somebody is letting you stay on it.
Right.
But the original question I asked was, I wanted to know more about the gender differences of landlords. And there's a pretty good breakdown of it from Zipia. Actually, they have a breakdown on all kinds of things about landlords. So according to them, 44.3% of landlords are women and 55.7% are men. This is closer to even than it was even within the past decade. Like at one point, women were only 30%. So that's been a shift. Women earn 91 cents for every $1 earned by men, which, given other gender gaps, wage gaps, that's not so bad. The income for men is $47,076, and for women it's $42,943, notably 64.5% white. But I didn't find as much as I thought I would about that. What I did find, as I mentioned in your Monday Mini, is landlords being choosy about their tenants based on things like gender. So here are some quotes from this survey, which, again, they knew this was happening. They knew it would be published. These are some things they said. One landlord told the survey that he prefers male renters. Men make better tenants, they say. They can usually change light bulbs, they know how the central heating works, and they're more likely to carry out minor repairs than women. They went on to explain their preference further. Men are more easygoing. They take care of the small things. Generally, they just want a roof over their heads. However, another landlord, and this is a continued quote, would rather have a female tenant. They said, on average, females are tidier, which means less maintenance. Females also seem to like their outside space being picturesque and generally do more in the garden, such as cutting the lawn and keeping it tidy. Females are also more in control of finances than males. I find I get on-time payments from female tenants, and they are also more likely to stay put.
That's a true story.
Yeah. Davis, who is a landlord himself, explained his preference. Both genders have their pros and cons, but ideally I prefer couples as tenants. You often find one is good at keeping things clean and tidy, and the other is good at sorting out the little things. Also, couples tend to be the best long-term tenants, particularly if they have a child. I just tend to avoid sharers in favor of couples. Interesting. Okay.
So is that a heteronormative couple, like a like hetero cis couple?
Yes. Okay. Because the quote
the
I didn't
thing.
I yeah, well, I didn't include it, but the quote goes further on where they're definitely saying like they're going back to the original. They're saying like the man can do the screw in the light bulb and the woman will keep it clean.
Wow.
You know what? I did have trouble screwing in my light bulb, but it's only because I can't reach it. So right. I had to buy a ladder, but I bought the ladder.
Right. I have yet to meet one, and I've got many women friends, lay friends, femme friends. They did not change their own light bulb. That is the most absurd statement I've heard in a while. Unless it's like, hey, I'm going to get killed because this your electrical wiring is so bad.
Yes.
AKA smoking.
Yes. And here's the thing, like, as you said in your episode about home ownership, unless I'm specifically trying to make a point, I don't want to deal with you, man.
Right.
Like, I'm like, really happy
hassle.
If I can fix this. I don't want to deal with it. Thank you.
Leave my house.
Yes, leave me be. And to that point, I've also told this story before where one time my landlord just tried to come in. It was Sunday at 11. It was Halloween weekend. I had a friend. We were in our pajamas. And he just tried to open the door. And I had the chain on it and he couldn't get in. But he didn't announce he was coming. Mm-mm. Nothing like that. Turns out I am not alone in that at all. I found this was from a university newspaper, and it was about safety when it comes to landlords. And here's a couple quotes from it. We said that it was really important to us that he told us when he was going to be coming over because we are three young women or women adjacent people, and it's not appropriate for my 50-year-old male landlord to be over unannounced, Lee, a sophomore, said. Although he agreed, Lee's landlord entered their home unannounced on multiple occasions. They noted times when their landlord would unlock the door and come into their house without knocking or giving notice. He did not allow for curtains, despite the home's large windows. Lee even found him walking around the property with the ability to see through the windows. No.
No.
I think there's a strange thing that happens with some landlords where they just see it so much as their property that it doesn't matter to them.
Right.
Like, they can just come in. They can tell you you can't have curtains.
Right.
Like,
which is actually, I don't know about the curtains, but the whole, like, just entering, that's illegal.
Yeah, that's... I can't imagine in what world you think that that's okay. I'm like,
I think it's like emergency situations only.
Yeah.
Which if it's that bad, you need to evict them. Like if you have that type of like emergency, think that there's something bad happening and nefarious happening in your home, or if you're just being an ass or a pervert.
Right. Right. Or if you think they're dead, maybe. But like,
yeah. But that's a whole different thing.
That's a different situation.
I think this is where like having a dog is not a bad thing because my dog hated my landlord.
Some people said that. Yeah, they brought up having these protections for the landlord. It's just such a, like, the power dynamic is very difficult. Because as you said, like, you know, a landlord could kick you out at any time and then you're without a place. In theory, they give you this period, legally guaranteed period. But even that, I mean, that's difficult. So you're put in a situation where you really don't feel like you can voice things or complain too much, or they'll just kick you out.
Right. Or keep like unreasonably raising your rent to kick you out.
This episode is brought to you by Snagajob. Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring.
With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time, or full-time.
You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that.
With their easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way.
Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly.
Visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242-424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies, so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Hey girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I do find it interesting the whole point about like wanting a couple, because my building has nine, I believe it's nine apartments in it. And they're like not small, but they're not big. And there are, most people are couples in here. And I'm just like, how do you live? I mean, I guess, sure. Again, I'm very lucky. It's not like it's tiny, but it's, if yeah, I had two people in here all the time.
Right.
I don't know. And the fact that it's very clearly like, oh, you're a more stable couple because you're not gay.
It's just odd.
I can't imagine having kids in here. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. I've thought about that, too.
I know. I can't imagine it. And there's a lot of like, this is a privately owned building. It has a lot of quirks. A lot of them I really like. But it is one of those buildings that like, I have to give, you know, oh, this, the door won't close all the way here. And if you need to do the, like, you know, kind of
right. The tricky things.
Yeah.
You have to pull up and then do this and that.
Exactly. Which is an old building. I get it. That's okay. But I just imagining like a kid in here. I don't know.
Well, yeah. The apartment that I lived in was like a quadplex, and it is old. Love it. Like, I think it was World War One era type of thing. Was brick. It had giant, like, nice little patios or porches, and it was super cute. It had a lot of personality. Has a lot of history. Like, some of the, you know, fewer ones that have still remained. But like, when I first moved in, they were just renovating all the buildings, and the area was up and coming, but still kind of, you know, not the greatest in some certain parts, as it always goes with gentrification. But one couple lived in the home, and they were very sweet. They were very nice to me. However, they did have, like, at first they had a toddler, and it was just they were a lesbian couple, and they were sweet, and they had the baby, and she was wonderful. The little girl was the cutest thing in the world. Didn't really hear much of them. Everything was fine. And I was like, still, wow, having a child, but toddler, reasonable. Then they had one of the women's daughters move in, who also had two kids. So they had another couple. And this is like technically a two-bedroom, but it's not, y'all. It's like a bedroom and then maybe an office and then a very small bathroom with no washer or dryer anywhere. I think this one had a dishwasher. It was the first one to have a dishwasher. But they had a 5-year-old, 6-year-old. A lot of energy. A lot of energy. And also the way their house is, it does have a small yard. And the back does have a small yard. But the amount of fleas, and because we had like wild cats roaming everywhere, the amount of fleas and bugs. Like, I couldn't go back there without getting eaten up. Like, it was bad. My dog would get fleas every time. And it was just a whole mess. And like, so the kids were not really getting any play, but you could hear them running in their house up and down so loudly that it was almost comical. I will say, respect, at 10 o'clock, it stopped. <That's good. laughs> But the amount of noise that was happening, like, I would come downstairs and there was nothing bad going on, but like the kid was trapped in between because we had like the security door. And then the actual door, the kid was trapped in between. When I walked down, then I was like, what's happening? What is happening? And it's no like shade to the parents. It literally was like in my head, I'm like, they have no place to play. This is such a small place that the fact that you had three kids here and like they're losing it because they do not have anywhere to lose it, like get their energy and that. One of them ended up going to like daycare and she was fine, but it was just like, wow. But having that kind of space and being in that kind of small space where there's nothing soundproof, you hear everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I did hear everything, but like having that just reverberated through the house. So in my head, I'm like, man, and unfortunately, like the other neighbors were not happy about this and they got into like arguments about this and there's nothing to be helped. But I was like, yeah, I don't understand how this works. This can't be ideal.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, I know like that they, in their mind, the landlords were probably thinking just that mid, you know, couple who just got married with new kids or like youngest kids where everything is ideal. And you're like, that's not, are you sure? Because I don't think that's how that, it's not going to be as pretty as you think it is. Especially in like, I'm not taking care of the front yard if I'm having to take care of a kid.
Yeah. That's true. That quote was strange. I was like, women doing that's like kind of against stereotype almost.
Right.
The gardening, yes, but the like mowing the lawn.
Gardening in their own home.
Right. Right.
Like I've had ideas about like, oh, I'm going to make this way. But because the landlords haven't done half of what they need to do, like literally haven't mowed the grass in 3 weeks, why would I try to make it pretty?
Mm-hmm.
This is your responsibility.
Right. Yep. Yeah. It sounds like there's a lot of disagreement about, you know, what they should do, but also them just trying to skirt what they can get away with.
Right. The least that they have to do to get their money.
Yeah. The power, again, that power dynamic of like, well, I want this place to live, so. We'll definitely come back to this one because it is a big conversation right now, just living spaces in general,
just
but
living.
Also
just living,
yeah, just living, but renting, that whole situation. So listeners, if you have any thoughts about that or anything you in particular would like to hear us talk about, You can email us at stephaniedmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Steph Mom Never Told You. We have a Tee Public store and we have a book you can get wherever you get your books. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Steph Mom Never Told You is a production by iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.